Hey, everybody, and welcome to our show today. And we've got a legacy of truth, and Amy's here. And Amy, tell us what we're going to talk about today with the legacy of truth. I know you've got a good one. Good couple of things.
Legacy
here,
of so truth giving back. I know we've been talking about a lot of living out your passion and, you know, what are you doing for yourself and along the way, the people that you meet or the experiences that come. And I'd like to also put in there just giving back along the way.
Cool. I like it. So what made you choose this? What brought this up? I'm always curious to learn why you have this show today. You know, so tell us.
Well, I know I've spoken about a dear friend of mine who was diagnosed, I guess, 5 months ago. About 5 months ago, with liver and colon cancer. And he decided not to have treatment. And as he's been doing interviews, whether it's newspapers or magazines or TV, right before he was diagnosed and he was aware that he had cancer, he was approached by child development associates about being a chair on their board and helping them because he has a real big heart for children. And he took that position before he knew he was diagnosed. And then when he was diagnosed, of course, people were like, oh, my gosh, you have so much to do. You know, you don't have time for this. Da, da, da. And he says, one of his little quotes is, man, I'm dying. I need something to do.
Uh-huh.
And in this journey of watching
That's
and
good.
Hearing my friend and embrace life as he prepares to go, he has been showing the community as well as his friends and family about, yes, very successful developer, real estate, philanthropist. But in the end, we were just at a luncheon the other day, a couple days ago, and there was a comedian, and part of in his, I guess, what he called his act, it was asking, you know, so it's like finding your why. And that's like our whole purpose on this earth is what is our why? And when you do discover your why and, you know, what are you doing about it to stay the course? And even though he was diagnosed terminally ill, passing, he didn't quit. He stayed. He stayed on this path. And so that's really where it came where we talk so much about what we're doing in life and we get thrown curveballs and it's hard. I mean, I've talked about being a single mom, being a single woman, and yet having to learn forgiveness. And on that road, we have our tribulations or the things that we don't stop to take care of ourselves of, hey, man, I just want to go a weekend getaway, but we don't do things to help us, you know, save to get by a $200 plane ticket or $300 plane ticket. But also as we're doing all that, I think it's also important that we stop and have we given back for what the universe has also blessed us with. And I think there's so many opportunities, just whether it's be a luncheon or a gathering or, you know, something in the community. There's so many different charities that you can, you know, ask your angels, pray about and be like, what is in my heart of finding that passion? And Tree, you know, your big passion, is, you know, it's helping others grow and become better and be more open-minded with even in themselves. And I would say that's what you've given me. And on my journey, I feel like I have definitely discovered the passion for not only traveling as an individual, as a woman, but my heart is for children. And I have two kids, and it's tough. It's tough where you have kids who other kids listen to you, and then my own kids don't listen to me. But yet I got to still keep my train on the track, as we always talk about, keep your train rolling. So
right.
That's where I wanted to talk with you a little bit of, you know, along the way of what are some things I know that you run of that you just stopped. I mean, if you're, you know, I'm sure you have volunteered or helped put on a marathon or, you know, your big avid workout.
Yeah, I do that. But I tell you something, the coolest thing is I have a friend of mine, he's a young guy, he is turning 20, and he gives back. And he and his mom, man, they would duke it out. And I actually was able to coach him. And so what he did is he signed up for a and I'll share this with you. And he and I started running together when he was 18. He just got out of school, and he went back to school, college, university. And, you know, and now he runs, works out. But he started working for an investment firm. And he's got his own investment company. He just bought his first house. I'm going to his birthday on this weekend on the 20th. Super excited because I just got that. And he and like I said, he and his mom duped it out. They really did because he thought he owned the house. And he told me, and I just told this to you. I'm not going to say his name because I didn't ask if I could. But he, and I'll do that on another show maybe, but he, you know, you're at the horse barn, but he gives back and he told me, he says, Tree, one of the best things I learned was I had the wrong girl because he said the girl was really rude about my mom, and my mom, his mother is a handful, I love her, but it was just her and him for a long, long time, right? And so he's an athlete. He's in school. He's working for an investment firm, but he took his money because it's great at saving money, and now he's getting ready to buy his own house at 20. Can you believe that?
At 20.
But
wow, that's awesome.
At 20 years old, he said, I sent him a bunch of videos on YouTube about entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, the 10 richest, youngest entrepreneurs, and some of them are below the age of 18, and they did it themselves, and this kid did it, but he was in, got arrested for drugs, the whole nine yards, right? Comes from a good family, so it's not about, and he's a, let's see, what is he, Caucasian kid. Dad was a professional athlete, but never gave to his kids, right? So he said, but his dad made a lot of money. And as I said, we started running together. He taught me about running, and I taught him about running, and we learned from each other as coaches, you know, me coaching him. But now that kid is turning 20 and buying his own house. I am so stoked about that. You know what I mean?
That is awesome. I mean, I think it is. I even think that today's, even we, you know, we've joked about the millennials and stuff. It's like there is a lot more available than just 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And
but let me
I
tell you what he
does.
I think
that is a big
intricate
detail.
Yeah.
How does
yeah,
he get back?
His girlfriend both,
volunteer in different community?
Well, he started making money. And his girlfriend, he's got a new girlfriend. The girlfriend gives back. She likes dogs. So he says, and I've helped her some with this, you know, volunteering myself, but volunteering at the Humane Society, and that's what he does, or she does. And what he does is he's a big brother now. So he gives back like that. And, you know, and he makes his mom now go, you know, do the volunteer work as well. With, you know, like you do it with the kids, the CASA kids, she does it too now with being a volunteer with working with kids. And they started, but out of him being just a jackass with his mom, I mean, you know, and then I got involved because his mom's a longtime friend. That kid has taken 2 years, you know, got a scholarship, and he's also now buying his first home. I am blown away by that. I just got that message today, by the way. So, you know, but he's
awesome.
The one that told me, says, I know. I'm going to have him on an interview here probably next week. Maybe you can interview him on this show next week or the week after. So I'm super, as I said, super excited about it. But literally just found out about it. But I said, piece of advice. He got rid of the girl. He got a new girl. And I'm not saying you get rid of a girl that's our guy, right? But he said I had to have somebody that would be there and helping me with my dreams. And he got really clear on what he was supposed to do. And, you know, I always said his mom and him needed the arm wrestle to see who would win. And he said, I remember that. And he said, never choose a girl that wants you, that doesn't show respect to your mom. So I was like, okay, well, you know, so, yeah. And I know you've been going through a lot with your kids and yourself, but you give back. So what's it like you? What are you doing with giving back? I want to hear about that. So, and I know your daughter.
Like you mentioned.
As well.
I went through the volunteer process and became a CASA. It is part of helping children, disadvantaged children, and even more so with the child care early learning education. Of their mission is helping educate families and strengthen families and children 0 to 4 years old. The foundation, you know, early education is what their mission is. And I truly believe in that. I think, you know, some people, oh, it's just a baby. It's nothing, this or that. But no, babies are pretty smart. And you start, you know, playing with them and interacting with them. And it is a foundation. And I definitely feel like I'm on a road. I have my train is heading towards helping the younger generation. And so I'm excited to see where this leads me. Yes, I have two teens, and so I'm trying to pave a road as I'm paving the road, find out where their best fits, and that is, you know, discovering their options, what's available at their age group. That's something else that I'm, you know, finding out. Age, it's so hard, 15, 16, 17, you know, it's just, they're grown up and everyone wants them to be grown up, but then yet there's not a whole lot that they can do either without being 18 and over. And I get that too, from a legal standpoint, it's tough, you know, so, but then you have all these children that are just so much idle time. So
right.
That's a prayer in my heart. So maybe there's a door there for me to help even that youth group, the teens, as I've been struggling
right.
with as a mom of, you know, just even having kids of when they want to go out with their friends and where they're limited to, you know, it's a movie or bowling alley. There's not a whole lot of places. Then it's, you know, hanging out at a friend's house, but then parents don't like them being loud or they want to listen to their music. And it's tough ages. So it's really finding a niche of where they can give back and help others, but also probably perhaps even help among their own peers. So,
That's cool. I like it. Yeah. Wow. That's good. You're really, that's one of your passions right there, right? I'm going to assume,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Cool. And that's where discovering with my friend of, and with your help as well, of just, it is, it's embracing what I've always had a heart for. And right now I would say I'm battling with, you know, it's a fine line of being my children's mother and also being a friend who listens where they can come to you and talk and having the healthy boundaries of that, so many kids don't have that, and they go and talk to their peers, and they end up in more trouble.
Well, yeah, no, I agree with you. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. What I've found that these kids that are super successful now. I mean, you got a kid who's 20 buying a house and working for an investment firm, and he's got a mentor, a couple of mentors. But one of the things that he told me that he did was he said, you got me into praying and meditating. And he said, and then I read about athletes that were meditating and praying. And he said, I also learned respect. And he goes, I'll never forget this. He said, you told me never that how I laced my shoelaces weren't important, but giving back to people and helping people were. And he goes, I found a way to do that. It made a huge difference. Meditation, prayer, and giving back. I can't believe this, Amy, but literally 30 minutes before you called me, I got an invite to his party, and he had called me and told me and said self-respect for myself and my mom, because his dad's never been a part of the picture. I know your kids have had both you guys, which is great.
Right.
But cool. Huge. And then this other girl that I've been working with, she's 25. She's working for one of the biggest advertising agencies with marketing PR, and it wasn't. She got a scholarship, but she's learning to give back by mentoring other young teens that are in high school that want to do something, you know. So it's just about giving back like that. I'm so fortunate, and you're giving back the way you are. I know your daughter has talked about giving back too in certain ways. I know you're working with her, and I believe you're working with your son too. So, you know, out of a crisis, these kids are really, really putting their best foot forward. But one of the things, too, that these kids are talking to me about is that kids, when I say young teens, 20-something-year-olds, that they're doing personal development. And this girl right here, she's a big Grant Cardone fan. And this kid that's buying his own home at 20. And he didn't do it from getting money from his mom and dad. He did it himself, 2 years. You know, so he watches mom do it, like, you know, your kids watch you. So that's cool.
And I believe in that. And that's what today I wanted to just bring awareness that as we're traveling this this journey and discovering ourselves and finding ourselves or finding our passion or changing things in our life or things in our daily walk that help us achieve things that bring our hearts and souls and mind peace and happiness. It's also stopping to give back a little bit. Maybe it's $10 of, you know, going to a charity and you sit there, and I always sit here and think, you know, I can go out and have a, you know, $13 appetizer sometimes and an $8 cocktail, and yet I can't give $20 to a charity that is doing good. And I think wherever we are,
right,
no matter what
right.
country, what state, that $20 can make a difference. You can make a difference, or 10 minutes, an hour of your time can make a difference. And I think I wanted to make sure today that it was just bringing awareness, because that's what this week has been, is bringing awareness of just in our life and our tribulations that we stop and that we are helping somebody else, even though we might be struggling in our own
wow.
life. But I truly believe when we do that, the universe is really going to continue blessing us. And it gives you strength. It gives you the courage to keep moving on and don't quit. Don't quit. And that's the gift my friend has given me. Even he got news, look, you got 6 months to live, and he could just be like, you know what, I'm done. I'm just going to sit here and not do nothing and, you know, hide away and close the curtains and fade away. And he chose not to do that. And he has been a true advocate and just a true living example while dying of how to help others, even while you're struggling
wow.
and in pain or suffering. And that has been a gift that I've been able to, you hear about it and you know about it, but to be able to see it is amazing. And
so
it goes back to how many times we talk about people who walk our path, what we see, what we hear from each other.
I agree with you on that, but that is so true. And this gentleman that you're talking about, he is he's giving back, but he didn't start when he got the death sentence. He's been doing it his whole life, right? And
yes.
Giving back.
Yes.
And
so he has developed,
share with us about that a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
he's
giving back
a heart
now.
For children. But in the end,
okay,
he still continued. Yes. In the end, he still chose to go, even in the end, I'm going to raise $1 million for my foundation to help early childhood development. And like I said, he has always given back since the moment he ever made his first dollar, rather it be church or,
wow.
You know, just in his own town or going back and helping the community, rather labor, through children, helping children, even, you know, he had children. So he's one of those where these are all my babies. And so I think that's just also another kindred spirit common denominator. It's just he's embraced his children's friends and things like that. So I think that's where my heart and his heart have meshed of that same, gone through a divorce, but amicable with the mother of his children and loved and cared. And even though they, you know, divorced, I believe in that as well. So and he's been a real example of what it looks like on earth. You hear about it, read about it, but to be able to see it is also a gift. And I think many of us sometimes are living with blinders that we don't open to see what others are doing or what it looks like. And I think that's something I would like to bring to our listeners today. Of, you don't think anyone's watching you, but there are people watching you. And in the midst of your journey, stop and help someone or you know, give that 10 cents, 20 cents, a dollar. Even in the grocery line, you know, if you find someone that has two or three items, you can pay for their stuff. So I'm paying it forward and just giving back and then seeing what the universe will bless you with. And I know without a doubt the struggle tree that you know with raising two teens or single mom, single woman, I know that's probably what keeps me going half the time is just knowing sometimes you can't focus on you and your problems. You got to just help others because God and you know, your higher power knows what's in your heart and what you need. And you just got to keep on and press on. So, indeed,
you're
wrapping
right.
up the show. It's just don't quit.
Don't quit. Don't stop. You know, I've got another girl that's listening in because I, you know, told her about this. I was on the phone, and she's somebody I work with, a teen. She just got back from a mission trip with church. And with her church, but she's starting her own business. And she said, do you think that I could be a millionaire myself with starting my own business? I was like, yeah. I mean, this kid's buying his own house after a couple of years, saves a great deal of money, great saver. and you know, and giving back himself with, you know, working with as a big brother. I think that's real key, is giving back, personal development, prayer, meditation. And I'm looking at what these, all these kids have in common and that are super successful. And I invite everybody, not only our age, Amy, because we're in our 40s, but I invite everybody to look at, do personal development, look at these young kids that are millionaires, and they're doing it on their own, not family money, but money, new money that they've created. Amazing stories there. I mean, yeah, so, yeah, and we'll have to have some of these kids on your show, on other shows that Angel Coaches does or do, and I'm doing that. But respect, man, this kid, I know you're dealing with that yourself. We all are. And
right.
Respecting your mom, respecting your dad, respecting yourself, you know, and that's the main key right there. So anyway, I think that we're going to end, the show's going to end, but I know you got another one next week. We'll invite some of these kids, the young teens, young 20-something-year-olds to be on your show, my shows, or all the shows that Angel Coaches, but you got them listening in because I sent a big text out about it. So I'm super excited. I'm really happy how it works. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so anything you want to say, because we're getting ready to close the show, and I love your show. I love our show that we co-host together here. So what's the best advice?
I just want to remind everyone to get up, take a shower, keep your train on the track, keep it rolling. We got
that. That's right. I always say, yes, exactly. And make sure you take a shower and eat your vegetables. All right, everybody, take care. Have a wonderful now and enjoy your weekend. Bye, everybody.
Have a great one. Bye.